Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yan Gomes is actually no longer here.
Yan Gomes is not here. How about that? Yeah, I mean, Dave, you put out your best nine, Davey. That's not your problem. You're not rebuilding. You just manage the club that the guys in the office just upstairs from you assemble.
Do we have the Max Scherzer clips that Vic put together? We should plan on playing those. Let's play those maybe at 5:40 or so. A little montage for Max. Hopefully you'll be dry-eyed when it ends as you're driving around town. We can play that here on Grant and Danny coming up in about 33 minutes at 5:40 on G&D. But we do want to get your reaction to the decision by the Nationals to detonate. First time since they got good in 2012. They had the terrible thing down for a while. They lost 100 games, consecutive seasons. They got the number one overall pick, and they turned it into Strauss in 09, Harper in 10.
And then Rendon the year after.
Rendon, a sixth pick the year after, 2011. And then in 12, after those three seasons where they were terrible, they turned the corner, they made the playoffs, and since then, since that year, I believe they're third in wins in Major League Baseball behind the Dodgers and the Yankees. And that window was slammed shut. Window Nation. Danny, you got the number? It's 866-90-NATION. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you.
That's closed. It's painted closed now.
We need a new window. Can we get Harley and Aaron on it?
Get yourself a tax credit.
Their energy bills need to be lowered. That window is closed. It's slammed shut. Davey said, by the way, he sat with Max yesterday for 45 minutes, just reminiscing. And he said they did it again today. Now, I don't know where or when that would have been. Maybe the hotel.
On the way to the airport?
You would think maybe Max at some point should go report to the Dodgers. I guess he pitched yesterday, so he doesn't have anything to do for a while. Trey might be out on his way out there. But they spent 90 minutes the last 2 days, according to Davey, just talking about the good old times. Like to have been a fly on the wall for that. Ray's in Silver Spring. What's up, Ray? How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks for taking my call and enjoying the show.
Got it, buddy.
I had a couple of quick comments, one on the Wizards. First, I just wanted to say that, you know, I became a Russell Westbrook fan this year. I don't know a whole lot about, you know, all the past experiences, just heard of him. Obviously, he's a good guard. But I'm thankful that he really kind of showed some of these young players to play and give it all you have.
I agree with that.
And he really said, I think a culture. There's some of these young guys like Rui and, you know, this young kid, the guy we got from Chicago. I forget his last name.
Gafford.
Gafford. And some of these young guys, you know, even Beal, the impact. I think, you know, he's going to have an impact that I think is, it kind of shifted the culture of, hey, let's give it all we have to win. And I think it's going to have a lasting impact that I think will be positive. So I'm thankful for the time here. I'm going to miss him. But, you know, just he's a one-of-a-kind player that will benefit from long-term. So I'm thankful for that. With the Nats, probably like most people in D.C., man, it's been an emotional year. I started following them again the year they won the World Series. And, you know, I kept waiting 19 this year for them to, you know, turn it around and come back and win in the ninth inning or, you know, do what they did in that magical year of 19. I'm sorry, I was waiting for it to happen in 20 and then in this year. And it just – you kept just getting heartbroken at the end of the game. You know, they'd lose a lead or they just couldn't come back, you know. And so much as I like these guys like Josh Harrison, and obviously, man, you know, Trey Turner is just one of a kind. I mean, anytime he got up to bat, man, just the joy of watching him run or knowing he could do anything, even an inside the park home run. Those are just, you know, they've really made being a Nats fan enjoyable.
Yeah, they've made it a treat. It's a pleasure. It's been a privilege. It's a great call. Thank you. Somebody said to me, they said, you're not going to get anybody as good as Trey Turner back in these deals. You're right.
Correct.
That's a fact. But they didn't trade Trey Turner at the beginning of his 6 years ahead with the Nationals. The question is 6.5, really 7 seasons if you count this year, but 6.5 seasons of Keibert Ruiz and 6.5 seasons of Josiah Gray. So basically 13 seasons of baseball for those two guys. Is that worth more than 1.5 season of Trey Turner? If they are who we think
they're really
they
good,
are,
you can add it up in war points.
Absolutely.
You maybe get there. Yeah.
Should be. Yeah. I mean, Keibert Ruiz has a chance to be an all-star catcher. Make no mistake about it. When you do this, when you blow it up, when you go get prospects, you have to hit. Rizzo and his scouting department and the analytics department, the R&D guys, whoever's involved in these trades to pick these players. And this, I don't think, took a whole lot of guesswork. Now, this is MLB Pipeline's number one and number two guy in the Dodgers system. But, you know, they had to evaluate who they really liked and who they didn't, right? You got to be right. Mm-hmm. Like, if Ruiz is Keboom, and I think he's a much better prospect than Keboom ever was. In fact, I know that. Keboom was never 16th in all of baseball. But just as an example, Robles was. Robles was top five in all of baseball.
Uh-huh.
And he's become a part-time Peter that splits time with Andrew Stevenson, for God's sake. Well, what are we doing here, Harry? But if Keibert Ruiz becomes a star, and if Josiah Gray becomes a number three starter who's really good for a while, then this is a great trade. It'll be, end up being a really smart thing. If Ruiz hits 217 and is a part-time catcher and Josiah Gray is Eric Fetty, and again, he's a much higher regarded prospect than Fetty ever was, but I'm just saying that's what the production turns into,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, you can look back and say this was a debacle. And if that happens, you can roast Rizzo and you can roast the organization. But if you look at their trade history, they don't have that many misses.
Like, they've done pretty well.
They have destroyed the trade market. They have crushed teams in trades. Free agency, they've been hit or miss. They've missed plenty in free agency. But with trades, they have a great track record. Ramsey and Waldorf, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Today is one of the worst days of my life. I mean, I've become a Nats fan just after they got here. And now I bought into this whole team, and now I'm selling. I'm selling because it makes no sense. You got one of the best shortstops in the game today. I don't care nothing about no prospects. They're not doing nothing for us right now. I mean, I understand later on down the line, but I just don't understand how you just get rid of all of the best players. Why not get rid of Victor? He's 50-50.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, a couple things. I mean, hang on the line because I want to ask
Selling
you
him at the
questions.
Lowest possible point.
Well, number one, though, he's got controllability and he's cheap. So those two things make him an asset and potential. Okay. Like, he's hit 20 home runs. He plays really good defense. But I understand you're annoyed by him. You're frustrated by him. It wouldn't be a big deal to trade him. They could have done that. But he could be someone they play a whole lot next year. My question to you is this, though. If Trey Turner's going to leave at the end of next season, okay, just as a hypothetical, they're going to be bad in 2022 and 2023 anyway. So if that's the case, shouldn't they try to get as much back as possible? Now they've potentially got their starting catcher, a new starting pitcher, a couple of high-end relievers, a potential fourth starter, you know, a bunch of pieces coming back for life after Trey.
Yeah, it is. It's life after Trey. But then you got Josh Harrison. I mean, everything, you didn't trade everybody but Juan Soto. You know what I'm saying?
I feel bad for Soto. By the way, Ramsey, think about that. He's showing up in the clubhouse today. I just wonder what's going through his head. Like, he's got to go out now with the protect. I mean, he's got less protection in that lineup than someone who forgot to stop at 7-Eleven on their way to their girlfriend's house. Okay? He goes into the clubhouse today, and somebody's having a baby in 9 months.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, what?
Josh, hope you're hitting today.
What is he thinking right now?
Luis Garcia, Carter Keboom. See, you know, take a couple good hacks today, fellas. Yeah, I mean, he's the lone wolf at
and
this point.
And then there was Juan. I liked that. And then our old producer, Brendan Darr, tweeted out, Lorenzo Alexander's nickname is the one-man gang.
The one-man gang.
The one-man gang. I love that. He's it.
Pretty much.
He's the reason to watch. He's the reason to go to the ballpark. I think part of why they got the return they did, it's purely speculative. Nobody told me this. I think they have to pick. They have to try to win before he's a free agent. Because if you're
terrible.
That's what
I was going to ask you about. Yep.
So like he's got 3 years left after this.
Uh-huh.
2, 3, and 4. 22, 23, 24. If you're terrible in all three of those years, because he's going to free agency. We've talked about this. We know this. They're not signing him ahead of free agency. That's not a learner problem. That's a he's a Boris guy and he can make a $500 million thing. But so at the end of the 3 years, he goes to free agency and now they're trying to keep him here. If they're not close to competing and they're bad, why would he want to come here? Just use the current equivalent. Mm-hmm. Go sign with the Dodgers or the Padres or the Cardinals or the Brewers or whoever.
A lot of teams are going to throw some money in that general direction.
The Red Sox or the Yankees. Yeah. And all these teams that are closer Houston than this team. So why do you think they got all these players that are, we call them prospects, but they're double A, they're triple A, they're not low A rookie ball guys. These are like Josiah Gray pitches this week in Nationals Park, maybe, and Keibert Ruiz starts tomorrow for the Nationals, maybe. I think it's because they know they can't just be bad for 3 years.
Maria Torres tweeted this moments ago. Dave Martinez spoke to Juan Soto in Philadelphia about the direction in which the Nationals are headed. He said he told him he's the guy now that this organization is going to follow. So you got to keep going out there and keep grinding. That's awesome. That's mentor talking to mentee. Pull back about 30,000 feet and look at that. Here's what that means. There's no one else. No one else is around you. That's a really hard existence to do for too long, to your point. If they have any hope of keeping Juan Soto, which, by the way, I think that ship has sailed and it's got afterburners. And it's leaving with Blue Origin next to Jeff Bezos, and we're doing space tourism. I think there's no chance they resign him. But whatever, just given the past precedent. Maybe they want to try. Let's say they want to try. You can't be terrible for 3 years. You got to show him a path to greatness. Not okayness. Not relevance. Yeah. Greatness.
Right, which is why I think they've got to spend this offseason. Which is why you need to sign a shortstop. Which is why you need to bring in a power bat. Either bringing Schwarber back or bringing a guy like him in who could go hit 35 home runs. Donnie's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Donnie?
Donnie's doing.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
So yesterday was a miserable day. I went and watched the Suicide Squad, watching Twitter the whole time, seeing this madness. So I'm about to go to the game right now. I have no idea what I'm about to watch.
I'm going to be there, too. Where are you sitting?
It's Suicide Squad Part 2, basically.
Let's have a beer together. Where are you sitting?
I'm in 109. It's going to be – the only thing I can say about this is I'm a baseball coach in the city. So I understand you got to rebuild. We had to pay Peter and Paul eventually. This would be a great time if you're a high school kid to come watch baseball because you're going to see guys trying to make rosters.
Guys that you know.
So that's – yeah, I mean, maybe, Daddy, maybe. But like you said, this is the only thing I can take from it. But I'm like, when I saw John Lester was gone, I was like, so the who era begins? So who's, you know, maybe now we can have Carter Kibon play second base where he belongs.
He's playing third every night.
Your boy Luis Garcia is already there. Who's 21. You got the kids everywhere, my guy. You got Luis Garcia at second. You're going to have Carter Kiboom as your everyday third baseman because Starlin Castro's a free agent.
Guys, we're taking AP U.S. history 3 years ago. A lot of these dudes you're going to see here in the not-too-distant future.
And the good news is, it sounded like he was a season ticket holder going to sit in Section 109. If the learners come to you about next year's season ticket rate and they say, hey, we want your money, just say, here's some of my money. I'm going to defer the rest of my payment to the future. Just say, here's, I'll give you.
Hold on. I have a few more claps for you.
Thank you. I stole that
and
joke.
And scene.
Brock came in and said that to me not long
good
ago.
Good zing, Brock. Good for you, buddy.
So I wanted to use that one on
it's
the
good
air.
Pass on.
But yeah.
I'll give you some now. Right. I'll make small payments
so I'm
over
going
the next
to the
18
game
years.
Tonight. I'm going to see the Iowa Cubs play the Syracuse Sky Chiefs or what are they?
Rochester Red Wings. Are they there?
Yeah, so... Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I will be here all week, but be sure
tip your waitstaff.
Tip everybody.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Make sure you tip Darius. So wait, how much are the tickets? Okay, they're $74 tonight. So tell you what I'll do, Mr. Lerner. I'll give you 14 now and 60 later. Huh? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
The cash is worth more to me now than it is down the line.
Tell you what I'll do. I haven't workshopped this one in a smaller room yet.
Listen, it's an open mic. Go for it. That's what you do.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll trade this ticket for another one that's never accomplished anything. How'd that work out?
That's fine. I liked it.
This is a good ticket. This is the ticket. This ticket's going to the Hall of Fame. This ticket showed me 20 strikeouts and a couple no-hitters. This ticket's got a year and a half left. I can use it, but I'm going to trade it in for a bunch of tickets that no one knows.
Juan Soto? What about Juan Solo?
We were doing a thing about tickets and deferred payment. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think he got the theme.
I don't think there was a theme.
Well, it wasn't just a make up any joke you want thing. And this was, did you hear any other Juan Soto things in there?
I was too focused on getting my email set together, and then I was like, I got one.
Okay. But what?
So, but he didn't. So here's what happened. I look over and he's waving at me like he's Brian Mitchell.
He's got one.
He's about to fair catch a punt.
He was wafting it down like Dion.
He's Devin's Hester. I'm looking for that name.
Who's Devin Hester?
Devin Hester with right along the sideline, way over his head, waving. So he wants everyone to know so he doesn't get hit. So I'm like, okay,
I'll go to him. Here we go.
He's got something. This is great. Ryan's gonna bring the house down. And he just swerved the car off the, like, that wasn't the road we were driving on.
That's like 10 exits ago, the Juan Soto thing.
Yeah, we did that a while ago. That was so many minutes ago.
I botched it.
So were you listening to the Juan Soto thing? You stopped paying attention, sent some emails. Then you came back and thought we were still doing it? Is that what happened?
Yes. It was bad. I didn't even realize. Well, I apologize.
At least the joke was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I couldn't tell with you guys laughing so hard.
Well,
we were a little confused, to be honest.
I think we were just a little bit surprised and taken aback, I think is what happened. 800-636-1067. Here's my question I want to get to next. We could take calls on this, and Danny, we got to chew on this. This is an angle we haven't gotten to. Is not trading, not signing, let me say it this way, is not signing Trey Turner different than the other guys that they haven't signed? Or should it all be basically just thrown into the same pot? Rendon, Harper, Turner. Is this all a microcosm of a frustration with ownership that this is not what they do? Or should this be filed into a different category because of his age, the position, some of those things? Grant and Danny on the Fan. Not Juan Soto, Juan Solo. Was that what it was?
I think I'll defer my laughter on that one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How different is Trey Turner being traded, centerpiece of a package that got Washington two elite prospects back? They're two top prospects right now, according to MLB Pipeline. Then not signing Bryce Harper, letting him leave in free agency, not signing Anthony Rendon, letting him leave in free agency. Because it's easy to say, well, you traded him, you got something back that's better, and that's true, I'm not an idiot. But the question, Danny, would be, did you trade him and have to get something back because you could not re-sign him because the money got out of hand, or because you would not re-sign him because you didn't want to re-sign him because he's of his age when the money kicks in at a position and a skill set with speed that deteriorates? Do you think, in other words, that this could be when I scream and get angry at the Learners for not re-signing Rendon and because they're not going to re-sign Soto? Is this the same as that? Should I be angry about this like I am those things?
You can have every right to be irritated and upset by it because it goes into the same trough, but I think it's in a different section. I think you touched on the difference. Instead of nothing, quite literally nothing coming back, the Bryce Harper case is the best one. Not only did they not get a trade that was kiboshed by ownership, but they didn't get a compensatory pick because they went and signed Patrick Corbin. They got nothing back by letting those stars walk away. They got something here. You could be annoyed that they got to this point, which I am, by the way. I'm annoyed that they got to the point where they didn't do a better job of re-signing Trey, maybe when he was hurt or otherwise, when the value wasn't as astronomical as it is now. The longer you wait, the closer you get to free agency, the more that price goes up, especially if you make that bet and these guys perform this way. Trey Turner's last two seasons made that price tag skyrocket. Francisco Lindor's contract, Fernando Tatis's contract, that made that cost go up. That's your fault for waiting for those other benchmarks. Do that sooner, you probably don't have to pay the same freight. So you can absolutely be annoyed. You have every right to be. I'm annoyed too. Probably not as annoyed as a lot of Nats fans are today, but I'm definitely in that category. But to me, it is different. We need a subcategory where at least they got something. This isn't letting a guy go for quite literally nothing. You're left with a bunch of holes. They got things back this time, and that makes it better. It's not good, but it's better.
Yeah, I'm less concerned with the getting things back this time. Which you're right is
because the general theme is correct,
yeah,
to your point.
That's what should be done. If Mike Rizzo yesterday, when he met with ownership, which he does every day, if they said, we're not re-signing Trey, get what you can. You go out and you get Keibert Ruiz and Josiah Gray, two top 50 prospects. That's a win, generally speaking. Like if he just traded Max to the Dodgers, you maybe could have gotten Gray. Maybe. I'm not convinced. It depends on how desperate the Padres were and what they were offering. They were supposedly close on Max earlier in the day. But I think you probably would have been more inclined to get neither of those two guys. Like Trey, to me, is what solidified those top two prospects. Scherzer might have gotten you someone a little lower down the system. Mm-hmm. And then you try to match it all up when you throw in Trey and you add two, you know, minor leaguers. Not the prospects, but I mean the mid-level guys that they got in that deal. I'm talking more, though, about the not extending and keeping him.
Uh-huh.
Like, at some point, ownership's credibility with fans is going to be fractured. Has that happened yet? I would have to imagine based on the phone lines and Twitter, which is not a real thing, but just the interactions we have with Nats fans, it seems like it. Because a lot of people wanted Bryce kept. I wasn't one of those people at the very end. But like, that was damaging to a lot of people. Okay, fine. A lot of people wanted Rendon kept. I was one of those people. I still think that was a massive mistake. There's only so many of those withdrawals from the account of, I trust this group, before you stop trusting and you have real questions and you're annoyed and they got to win you back. And, like, they can say, well, we won a World Series. And I think a lot of what they do and a lot of the decisions they've made the last couple of years, they're able to make and they're only making because they won the World Series. They wouldn't do it that way if they hadn't. But, Danny, they won the World Series before they let Rendon walk. Since they made that decision, they've been really bad. They were bad last year.
Yes.
Everyone pretended like, it's just 2020. It's a weird year. It's the pandemic. They're bad right now. If not for 3 weeks of Kyle Ruth and Babe Schwarber, whatever that weird stretch was where he saved their season and made them interesting, it's been a terrible year.
73-89 over the last 162 games. That's not a good team. They haven't been good. There is a, as you said, a one-month stretch where someone did something superhuman. Outside of that, it's even worse.
Yeah.
Three losing months this year with this group. It's not.
But and my point in that is, it's like, well, you know, we won the World Series. You won the World Series before you started doing the stuff that's annoying to me. You know, you.
Yeah.
So, I'm, look, you won the World Series. You can just end the sentence there and walk away if you'd like in our conversation. But since then, you paid Strasburg with his terrible injury history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll put my hand up. I was for that contract because I wanted him to pay someone and they weren't paying Rendon. I would have preferred to pay Rendon. And maybe they'd say, well, what has he done since? And the answer to that is nothing. But I do think this is different because signing Turner right now, like if they announced an extension today, probably isn't that smart.
Mm-hmm.
With the age where the money would kick in and the amount it would cost. I think it would be a bad contract, maybe bad business. But my contention and my annoyance and my frustration has been, and I will continue to say, and I can say this because he's not a Boris guy. With those other Boris guys, this isn't even a realistic thing. You could have gotten a deal in place with this guy. He has been wanting, he said, I want to be here. His agent didn't let the Grom go to market. I shouldn't say didn't let. DeGrom didn't go to market. That agent got a deal done with the Mets ahead of time. He's open to it. And I want to know how much interest there was. I want to know, did they make him an offer in 2019?
It's important to me to find that out.
Did they make him an offer in 18?
Well, I know that Rizzo's been very adamant saying, we've approached Trey and his camp spring training each the last
this
couple
year.
Years. He said each last couple years. He said that on the other day on the Junkies.
Did they make him a good offer in 2019? 2020, fine. That's a little bit better. But, like,
think about it. We need to
know. No one's going to do what Acuna and Albies did. Those are terrible contracts. Like, those guys signed those contracts 5 years before free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking for that. That's crazy. But 3 years before? 4 years before? I mean, you can buy out the arbitration years, give guys more money up front, and save a lot of money on the back end.
And so for a while, for a while it's above market, quote unquote. Then when they're in their prime, it's below market.
Yeah, then you're not paying a 35-year-old if that's what you're worried about.
Yeah,
$40 million a year. But they have done that with nobody, and they'll say, "Oh, well, the Boris guys don't like doing that." He's not a Boris guy. What happened with him? Let's go to Mike in Reston. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I'm a longtime Nats fan. I waited for years to get a team. I have went to the first game that they had in RFK. I'm a partial season ticket holder, so I'm all in on this team up to now. I would have been fine with Scherzer or Turner being sent out for Ruiz and Gray. To do both of them for the four seems a little short. Now they trade Scherzer, Turner, Schwarber, Hudson, Hand, Lester, Gomes, and Harrison. That's a lot. You know, all that, Rizzo has gained enough credit that we got to let it play out, and we'll see, but it better play out well. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You let Rendon go? That's hard to eat. So hope this works out.
I think that sentiment is shared by a lot of folks. And GP, when you think about it this way, just big picture, forget about specifics. When you go homegrown, I put that in quotes because Trey Turner was traded for, but basically through your own system. Homegrown, superstar, all-star caliber, MVP caliber bats. Gone, gone, gone. If you just bottom line it that way, a lot of fans are not feeling great today.
On top of that, if you were to say, what team, don't tell them the name, am I? I developed this player who was a top pick who turned into this, and he's gone. Behind him came this guy who turned into this, and he's gone. You would say the A's.
The Rays.
You know, the Rays or the Marlins. Like, I'm not that. I don't want to be that. I'm in the nation's capital. Like, this is not small market. I want to be a power player. Now, you can't say they're cheap. You know, people will say the learners are cheap. I don't buy that because their payroll's generally toward the top.
Top 10 a lot of times.
But it is time to start talking about how you allocate that money. Maybe it's time to start revisiting the idea that you pay arms and you refuse to pay bats. Should there be more of a balance? Should you think twice about arms close to 30 when they have major injury histories? I mean, these things should all possibly be on the table. And I do want to take issue strong. I want to disagree with something the caller just said, where he talked about this is too much to trade this guy and that guy and that guy. There's one guy that they traded to me that I would bat an eye at or that takes a second of thought. Like, I'm sad that Max Scherzer got traded.
Yeah, I'm bummed about Daniel Hudson and company. Yeah.
Trading Scherzer, Hudson, Schwarber, Hand, Gomes, Harrison, and Lester was smart, good business, no-brainer, necessary stuff. Those guys are all not under contract for next year. The only of them that even could have had an option picked up was Kyle Schwarber, to my knowledge. Very good chance. Any of them could come back and sign here this year.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't surprise me if some of those guys did. And they probably weren't going to be here next year. You're bad. You're not competing now. You should trade all of them. The only one that's interesting that you have to think about that's a brainer is Turner. Because, as we've been saying, he's under contract for next season. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We will play that clip, the montage of some of Max's great moments that was put together for you as we continue next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's weird because you know, even though Max is the Hall of Famer and he's the GOAT, Nat, like he is the greatest national of all time, we all knew he was getting traded and prepared ourselves accordingly. Until I saw the passing tweet last night that said Scherzer and Turner were in a deal to LA, I thought there was such a little chance that Turner actually got traded. And when I started to think it midweek, I'm like, man, there's a lot of talk about this. What if he actually got dealt? They're not going to trade.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way. No one's going to come with the kind of package that would make sense.
Right when I started to give it a little bit of thought, maybe it'll happen, Rizzo came on the Junkies and basically made it seem like this guy's not getting traded. He said, it's going to take the type of deal you don't often get. And maybe today, he's meeting with reporters around now at the ballpark, maybe he'd come out and say that's the deal they got. He'd sell Ruiz and Josiah Gray and two other minor leaguers as that. that's not quite what I was anticipating when he made it seem like an offer that you can't refuse. I'm going to make you an offer that you can't refuse. It's a little better than what they got. Now, I'll say I like the return. I thought it was really good. But if you're giving up Turner and you're saying, I just can't hang up the phone without saying yes. I'm not sure that that's exactly what this was. But Rizzo, in meeting with reporters, said a couple things that were interesting. Start of his press conference here that's underway. One of the things that I'm intrigued by is that he was asked about the extension talks with Turner. So basically, it sounds like they haven't actually had formal extension talks with Trey Turner since 2020. Spring of 2020. So like when we were at spring training, he had said they're about to start talking with him, if you remember, right around when things got shut down.
That's right.
So they talked with him. The pandemic happens. I guess things get tabled. They're supposed to come back and meet again. And then it sounds like if you're seeing what I'm seeing, when they came back to Turner's agents after that, maybe around this spring, they said, well, we want to wait and see how the free agent market plays out this year to see what those guys make. So it doesn't sound like there have been any kind of talks, let alone extensive ones, since spring training in 2020.
And so this is kind of a point that you and I keep hammering. When you get close to the end, there's going to be these things. It just so happens it lines up with this incredible shortstop free agent class of this year. Those numbers are all going to exceed each other. They're going to be climbing up a ladder. So now Trey Turner, the next marquee shortstop, is going to go, those contracts are very nice. Please compensate me like I'm better than all those guys, which I am, pretty much. Boom. There you go. You missed your window. You got too late.
Yeah.
It needed to be before now.
Why are we starting in 20?
We shouldn't be starting now. We should be starting years ago.
Phil's in Virginia. Hello, Phil.
Phil.
Hey, yeah. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, look, you had talked about it a little bit, and I was wondering about your thoughts on the Nats actually maybe going after some of these guys.
You're breaking up a little bit. Talking about free agency, it sounds like. Are they going to be active? I think they will. I think they should be. I think they need to be if they want to be competitive. It just depends. What are they? What do they want to be? If they're waiting until 23, then there's no reason to spend much money in free agency next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important if you're actually going to try to keep Juan Soto, which should be the only thing that they care about for the next 3 years, to try to get a winning team on the field as soon as possible, which is doable with a strong offseason of being aggressive. And I'm not talking about taking flyers on Schwarber after he hits 198. Or bringing in Josh Bell and calling the problem solved. Or bringing in Starlin Castro and pretending like he's going to hit home runs. I'm saying actually going out and signing Marcus Semien or a shortstop. Going out and getting a 30-homer left fielder. Now, all of that may not matter if Strasburg never bounces back or Patrick Corbin has a 6 ERA again next year. But that at least would give you a chance to be over 500 and in the mix around the deadline. Sal's in Manassas on Grant and Danny. What's up, Sal?
Hey, you know, I kind of agree with you guys on one thing. You could tell, a perfect example, 3 years ago, Victor Robles was the guy in minor leagues. We never even heard of Juan Soto. Victor breaks his leg, and then Juan Soto comes up, and he's great. And look at Victor. He's nothing. Why can't they do what the Angels did with Mike Trout and Atlanta did, you know, sign these guys, give them a lot of money early before they start in. So
they should, Sal? Here's the answer.
You can't get that Atlanta dream. That's just the dream scenario. That'll never happen.
It depends on who the agent is to try to get those deals done, right? If a player is represented by Scott Boras, it's almost just an off-the-table impossibility because that's not really the business. It's not smart. Agents get the most money possible going to market. That's his philosophy generally. So that's Rendon, Harper, Soto. Turner is actually represented by CAA and someone who does do some of those deals, which is why, and I'm a broken record now, I keep saying this, I'm more annoyed. Because I do think that they could have gotten a deal like that in place a few years ago with him.
Would have had to have been during some of those injury plague seasons or, you know, 2018, 2019, somewhere in that window. You could do that.
But you knew what he was.
Yeah, you buy out some Arby's, but that's when you got to trust your evaluations.
And you're smart. I mean, can you evaluate players or you can't? I think you can.
Mm-hmm.
They think they can. So you don't have, what are you waiting for? The Scherzer montage next on Grant and Danny.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
We'll play that Max Scherzer montage for you in a moment. I want to pass along that the Nats lineup is out. And it is a beauty. Oh, I mean, I shouldn't laugh. There's people that paid a lot of good money thinking they were going to see, like, the Nationals. They were going to see, like, Max pitch and Trey make a diving stop at short. But they're not going to. Are you ready for this? Can I get some rock music,
please? Here we
please? Go. I would like some... There we go. And now, the starting lineup for your 2021 stretch run, garbage time. Please go fast the next 2 months, Washington Nationals.
It's September call-up night here in July at the ballpark.
Leading off, he's hitting .218. That might be up from his career batting average. Andrew Stevenson, batting second. He was out of baseball last year, and he was in the minors when they claimed him last month. Alcides Escobar, batting third. Please, 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 for God's sake, Jesus Almighty, please never go anywhere. The last man standing, the man you came to see, Juan Soto, batting fourth. He survived the storm somehow, some way, against all odds. He's still with us. Awful first 5 weeks, but he's been good since. Batting fourth, first baseman Josh Bell.
He locked himself inside during the purge.
Zim still can't crack the lineup. I know. It's hilarious.
Batting what fifth. Happened to playing them both? I thought we were doing that. We're not doing that. Okay, we're good.
We can't play Josh Bell in left because he's not ready yet, but we can field this lineup. Batting fifth and playing second base, 21-year-old Luis Garcia. It's time to let the kids play. That's our new motto.
Batting fifth.
RBI machine. Batting sixth. We just traded for 3 catchers because we don't think we have any that can possibly play in the big leagues long term. But not tonight. Tonight, it's Tres Barrera. He's actually handled himself pretty well this year.
Actually, seriously.
I like what I've seen.
Honestly, it reminds me of Kurt Suzuki a little bit.
The Nats loved what they saw enough to trade for 3 catchers in the last couple of days.
They quite literally traded for 3 catchers within the last 12 hours.
Batting seventh. Everything's okay because you guys still get to do the shark thing at Nats Park. He might be hitting .257, but he was a good presence in the clubhouse that time. Gerardo Parra. How nice do I want to be here?
I think you need to be very, very, very truthful.
Okay. Batting eighth. It has been an unmitigated disaster. It has been a debacle of epic proportion. I told a lot of people this guy was going to be really good, and I look like a jackass. Playing third base. He's going to play every day, so let's start to act like we belong.
Enjoy that.
Carter Kieboom.
Please welcome the Malcolm Kelly of the Nationals.
Batting ninth and pitching, it's Paolo season. Feels right tonight.
Yeah, doesn't it? It's that on
Paolo,
brand.
That I'll be sitting there as Paolo Espino tries to break glass with 87.
He's going to make 26 starts down the stretch somehow. I'm just telling you right now. He's throwing every other day.
Every time you turn on a Nats game, Paolo Espino is going to be pitching.
Out of the bullpen today, starting tomorrow, it's Paolo Espino.
It's going to remind like Garrett Mock back in the day. Every time I ever went to a Nats game, somehow Garrett Mock pitched.
Tim Redding threw six times when I went.
He wasn't even on the team anymore. I would go there and like somehow Garrett Mock would pitch. Batting ninth, Paolo Espino.
Paolo Espino.
It feels right. It feels right that he's pitching tonight.
Yeah, that's this year. This Vic was just in here, produces the Nats game.
By the way, Turner's not in the lineup. Is that too soon? Is it too soon?
Oh,
or what
man.
Are we doing? Oh, wait, he's on the COVID list.
Yeah, he's on the that's why.
I forgot.
Not that he's been shipped away the year and change ago.
Weird to give Trey a day off when you're trying to catch the Mets.
I thought Yan Gomes was
Is it too soon? Darius is actually mad. I'm going
to
stop.
Out of the bullpen, they have
If you're mad, then people are mad, and I don't want anyone to get mad. I'm just trying to have fun.
We were just going through it, though, where Vic's like, I think Kyle Finnegan's your closer. And we're like, well, wait a minute, that's not true. Then we started going through some of the names. Well, that's not.
We didn't even talk about that. The bullpen right now?
Yeah, it's not Sam Clay. Wander Suero's got a nice, tidy 5-3.
So right now, what is there? I mean, Paolo Espino, they try to get him to go five innings. That's the plan. So tonight, you need four innings of relief.
Tanner Rainey, 7.20 ERA. Ryan Harper's actually been okay when he's thrown. I think Jeffrey Rodriguez is up with the big club. Maybe I'm wrong.
He is.
Yeah, he moved up. It's Finnegan. Sam Clay in his 5-8.
So their closer's Tanner Rainey, who can't throw strikes.
I guess.
Their setup man is Kyle Finnegan.
Suero.
Maybe. I feel like.
Maybe it's Finnegan.
Maybe it's matchups, right?
Finnegan's been good, actually.
He has been. I always want to say his name's like Kyle Finnegan. I don't know, like a very Irish kind of sounding
thing. But was that Irish what you just did?
It's best I could do, like Finnegan.
Kyle Finnegan.
That's better.
Could you say it that way? Say Kyle Finnegan.
Kyle Finnegan.
Yeah, you're on the way. You're on the.
Give me it again.
Kyle Finnegan.
Thank God they didn't trade Kyle Finnegan.
Yeah!
Is that pretty good?
I thought that played. You think that played?
As long as he's still here. I'll waddle down half street. As long as Finnegan didn't go.
Kyle Finnegan in his long hair. Me. He doesn't play for GM Paulson.
I'll be the
that.
Guy loading up on waters outside the ballpark so that I can take him in with me for the long
Do you buy
ahead.
The cheap waters outside?
I haven't.
I never do. I don't know why I don't.
I don't like carrying water.
I just don't want to carry anything.
And what I meant was for the team.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. No, I don't like carrying
More like
water.
Juan Solo. Are we still doing it?
More like Juan Solo. I don't like carrying bottles of water. It's not for me.
Yeah, I just hate carrying stuff. It's a better value.
Vic Ferreira. You know him as Slick Vic Ferreira.
Hey, it's Slick Vic.
Slick Vic Ferreira. Put together this montage of Max Scherzer. We wanted you guys to hear it. Max is gone. We love Max, and we thank him for the memories. So this is a presentation of 106.7 The Fan and the Nats Radio Network and Slick Vic Ferreira.
Well, it's a big day here at Nats Park. It is my extreme pleasure to introduce to the Washington, D.C. community one of the finest right-handed pitchers in all of baseball and a fine gentleman in his own right, Max Scherzer.
I think this team is capable of winning and winning a lot. So when you look at the near term and long term, this is an organization you want to be a part of.
Ramos flashes the sign. Scherzer comes set. The long pause. Now the kick, here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! He struck him out with a slider! He has tied the Major League record for strikeouts in a game with 20 strikeouts! Randy Johnson, Kerry Wood, Roger Clemens, and now Max Scherzer are the only pitchers in the history of this game to fan 20 in a game!
1-0 Nationals, 7th inning. The 3-2 from Max.
Swing and a miss. 98 on a fastball up and in, and down goes Miller.
Crowd trying to get behind Max Scherzer. He's trying for punch out number 9. The 2-2 coming.
Swing and a miss. 97 on the fastball, and down goes Knapp.
The pause. Here's the pitch.
Swing and a miss on a slider. Max Scherzer with a broken nose has struck out 10 Philadelphia Phillies over 7 shutout innings. He is worth every penny and more, and these fans love it. 9 pitches in, it's 3-2. The fans still standing. Scherzer stares in for the sign. He's ready. The 3-2 pitch coming home. Swing and a miss! He got him on a slider!
is Max Scherzer's 300th strikeout here in 2018. And this crowd will salute the great Max Scherzer. He is the 36th pitcher in the modern era of baseball to strike out 300 batters in a season, and he will soak in the applause. Max salutes the fans, first base side, third base side. Davey Martinez is out on the warning track, leading the applause from the dugout. What a moment for Max Scherzer.
Now the set. The kick and the pitch. Swing and Max hits it in the air to deep left field. This one's way back. It's going. It's going. It is gone. Goodbye. Over the Clevelander and into the second deck. Max Scherzer has hit his first career big league home run. It is a three-run blast here at the top of the second inning. Unbelievable. Now Max has the sign from Suzuki. Over the head he goes, into the wind, the pitch on the way, swing and a miss, struck him out. He went to the cutter and ran it in on the left-handed hitter to strike him out. First strikeout, first out of the inning. Scherzer over the head, into the wind, the 1-2 to Taylor, swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the eighth inning. Scherzer over the head, into the wind. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a cutter. And that retires the side. Max Scherzer out of the bullpen in the eighth inning. Strikes out the side.
We have a chance for an immaculate inning, Charlie.
3-6. Eight pitches so
far.
Eight pitches,
eight strikes. With two strikeouts.
What a comeback that would be after getting knocked down. Literally. Scherzer over the head into the wind. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He did it. He did it. He strikes out the side, and he did it on nine pitches.
First time he's done it in his career. It's the second in Nationals history. Jordan Zimmermann did it against the Marlins. You don't see it a lot. See if these fans get behind him. Nine pitches, nine strikes, three strikeouts. He's got a chance to do it. Nothing in two on Robertson. Max has the sign. Severino sets up away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He did it. It's an immaculate inning for Max Scherzer. Second in his career, third in Nationals history. He strikes out the Rays in order on nine pitches. It does not get any better than that.
An 0-2 to Harrison. The runner goes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball left field. Taylor started in, going back, still back on the warning track. Makes the catch. It's a no-hitter. It's a no-hitter for Max Scherzer. Greeted by Wilson Ramos and the Nationals bench empties to Bob Max Scherzer in front of the mound. And for the second time in Nationals history, it's a no-hitter. Max Scherzer has done it. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Scherzer's over the head into the windup. The kick, and here it comes. Swing and a pop-up on the infield. Coming over, Yunel Escobar makes the catch. Max Scherzer has done it again. He's thrown his second no-hitter of the year and the third in Nationals history. The Nationals dugout empties. Wilson Ramos with the fist punches, and they are mobbing Max Scherzer in front of the mound here at Citi Field. Mets fans are booing. The Nationals pitchers come streaking out of the bullpen from right center field. What a performance for Max Scherzer. And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books. The celebration is on. The Washington Nationals are the world champions.
Look, I signed a 7-year deal here, and we won a World Series. That's what I said. The first thing I said when I signed was I'm here to win. And we won. We won a World Series. So, that's a lifelong dream come true and something that I'll always be so proud of with these guys here, to be able to win a World Series and be a part of a championship team, and looking forward to reunions and stuff like that. For me, I'm just going to take the glass half full and look at all the great things that that have happened in my 7 years here.
You and us both, Max, same. We will do the same. Thank you for the memories. He led the league in innings as a National multiple times, three strikeout titles, three Cy Young Awards, led the league in whip three times. I mean, he was, from the moment he showed up in 2015 to right now in 2021, over those years, the best pitcher in baseball. Like, Kershaw is the best maybe of that era and gave the mantle to Max with all of his back problems and things he's dealt with. And DeGrom right now is the best pitcher in baseball. Scherzer has kind of passed that torch on to Jacob DeGrom, who's in a league of his own. But if you just look from the start of 2015 to right now, and it's backed up by where Scherzer ranks in every category, which is like one or two, he's been the best pitcher in the game. He's the best national ever. He's the best free agent signing maybe in DC sports history. And it's just so much more, though, honestly, Danny, than the numbers or the wins. Like, I will miss like heck. It's the eighth inning. Scherzer's running out of gas. Manager to be named later comes out, and he screams at him to get off the mound.
No, I want him. I bleeping want him. I'm going to miss the zoom in where he doesn't know that the camera zoomed in. You're bleeping bleep, you bleep, you bleep, 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 bleep.
He's cursing up a storm, talking to the batter.
Why is he so mad at Chase Utley? What did Chase Utley do? Everyone thinks he's a nice guy. Not Max, not now.
I'm going to miss big strikeout, nasty slider, swing and a miss. And he does that big old circle.
He's doing that bushwhacker.
Behind the pitcher's mound.
Yeah.
With luggage under his arms. He's got two suitcases. It's, you know, he's just the ultimate competitor. It's been such a blast. One of my favorite games in team history was a game in which he pitched against the Phillies when he had broken his nose in batting practice on a bunt attempt.
Yep.
And he had seven innings, I think shutout ball. And he struck out 10 in that game.
And we had him on the show the day after, like 2 days after. It's all we wanted to talk about. He was like, yeah, it's not a big deal. Like, what else do you guys have?
Right. And it looked terrible. I mean, the big black eyes and a big nose.
It was like flailing when he would pitch.
Looked like he got knocked out by Masvidal or somebody. Like, he just got destroyed. But didn't matter. Couldn't breathe, was in pain, and the Phillies couldn't hit him. So you'll miss him. And then in Trey's case, what an electrifying skill set. He's already tied the record for cycles in Major League Baseball history, which is not luck. I mean, this guy has a very unique skill set. The combination of speed, which he has to the extent that he could run in the Olympics if he had set his mind. If he never played baseball in his whole life with sprinting, he'd be competing probably right now in the Olympics. Like, that's what we're talking about. And yet he's got the hit tool that he's a career 300 hitter and the power to hit 30 homers in the big leagues. Those guys don't really exist. There's a couple of them. So it's going to stink. I liked watching Josh Harrison have fun. I love the way that Yan Gomes conducted himself as a pro. I mean, all these guys have been on the show. We've got memories with them personally. But this is more, to me, just about Nats fans and seeing them on the field. It's a page that gets turned, and it's tough. Sports are hard because, you know, these guys, I spend every night with these guys for 3 hours. 7:05 to 10:05, it's me and these dudes in my living room. Occasionally, my wife and I have some conversation while I'm hanging out with them. It's hard, man. It does stink. But there's a business side of this, too.
Trey Turner's on first. There's an anticipation in the ballpark. Is he going? Is he not? Yeah, the team knows it. The opposing pitcher knows it. He's a little more fidgety. The catcher sets up in a slightly different way. He's looking over to the dugout. What are we calling? Are we pitching out? Changes the game. Changes at bats. Ball's hitting to the gap. You start doing that mental math, that calculation. Right? If an outfielder turns his back to the infield to go chase down the ball, Trey Turner's scoring. If the outfielder doesn't have to turn his back, if he's just running sideways, but his momentum carries him enough away from home plate, there's a great chance Trey Turner's scoring with that speed. Only a handful of guys in the sport do it. And then you add in, as you just touched on, 30 homer power, play shortstop every day at a plus level. I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss Max Scherzer, as you said, waving off the manager, waving off the pitching coach, but mostly that restless caged lion in the dugout. I can't wait to go back out there and shove it on these bleepity bleeps. I can't. I'm stalking my prey. I'm going to miss it.
I'm going to miss him getting really mad at Joe Girardi every time he has to pitch against the Phillies because he's going to hold a grudge against Joe Girardi until he retires. That's what I'm going to miss. We're robbed of some starts against the Phillies. Let's go to Andrew in Germantown. Andrew, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Say, bud.
Good.
Yeah, so the question I've just been trying to ask myself since, like, last night, since this news started breaking about Trey Turner especially, is just, you know, how good does a player really have to be? you know, for the learners. Like, how good does somebody have to be until somebody goes into that office and, like, baby shakes the learners and, you know, tells them, pay that man his money. You know, I don't get it. He's like a 300 career hitter, you know, and, you know, to keep it quick, you know, I actually work at the stadium. I'm a beer man. So this has been lulling in my mind hard because I just walked out the door this morning going to the stadium. You know, I've been using this as my main income lately because I used to have two jobs, and I only have one, that I have to now get another job after this Cubs series this weekend, because it's not going to be enough income for me to maintain the kind of income.
You might be selling less beer is what you're telling us.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, look, I would think attendance could go down. This all hinges, in my opinion, in the big picture on
this offseason.
The offseason plan. And we don't know what Mike Rizzo and the team are planning. It could be fascinating. Could be fun for that reason. Are they going to be aggressive? Are they going to spend? Are they going to try to reboot and be competitive next year? Or are they going to look at this as, okay, we don't think Strauss is going to be healthy. We don't think Corbin's good enough anymore. We don't really have a chance as it is, so let's wait a year. I just have a hard time believing Rizzo's going to do that.
I don't think they will.
And I don't think they want to do that with Soto looking around going, all right, time to figure out if I'm going to be here or not. Not that they're going to pay Soto anyway, because, well, that's its own thing.
Juan, hear us out. Hear us out. Deferred money. Don't say no.
I know that everyone wants to pay you $475 million. But what if we gave you $300 now and $120 later?
$142 now, but more in 2066.
What if every time your grandkid turned 40, every generation of your family, when someone turns 40, their kid's kid, they get $20 million? What about that?
What about that?
Mark's in Largo on the fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
I'm glad that you like that.
That's funny, man.
Bets.
God, I mean, I literally think they are thinking that way. Really. It's funny. It's funny that you're saying it, but it's true. And the saddest part about it is these young players don't think that way. You know what, guys, we have to really start thinking? I don't think we're necessarily Moneyball like Brad Pitt was in the movie Moneyball, but you really have to ask yourself, like, they'll probably throw money at someone like a Clayton Kershaw, because first of all, he may just leave LA just to leave LA, but then again, he may want to stay. Depends. But they may throw money at him because he may want deferred money because he's in his 30s. If you think about the free agents they're going to go after, Grant, you may have to modify that to, like, the late 20s, Trevor Story, maybe. I mean, he's no Turner. But we may have to modify that. But they're going to have to spend money on free agents that are probably not a little longer than two. But I would say 29, 30,
but a little
31.
Bit, yeah.
But look, this team hasn't shown an issue with that. Thank you, Mark. They don't mind veterans. And I'm okay, by the way, if this is all baseball and calculated and they said, we're not paying Trey Lindor money at 30, but then they'll give, say, Semien a three-year deal or Story a three-year deal or something like that.
We can get more war spending that same dollar for dollar on two or three guys. Okay.
Yeah, if they do that.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to sit here and pretend that I know that they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll present that option. There is also another option where this is the beginning of them fielding a roster with a bunch of young 20s guys who – no, may not win for a couple of years. We will find out this offseason. But I do like the return they got and the idea that they traded all of the one-year players who were rentals at the end of this season, expiring contracts. That was a no-brainer to me.
Mm-hmm.
No-brainer. I love that they did that. The Turner part of this, whole different ballgame for me. And that gets a lot different and more complicated. And it's time to figure out what we learned today on Grant and Danny. What did we learn today is driven by your local Honda dealer. Race in for a great deal on the Honda of your dreams during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Take advantage of the savings and see your local Honda dealer today.
I learned that one of my favorite events of the year, I thought there's only a couple things that I like more than this. I love the NBA draft. I barely paid attention to the NBA draft. All it takes is multiple Hall of Famers getting traded, multiple All-Stars getting traded on the same afternoon to be able to push that off of my radar. I learned that something can push the NBA draft away. I barely paid attention last night. Weird for me, man. That's what I learned.
Yeah, I can't believe how little we've got to talk about Westbrook today, which is our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even talk about training camp. Can you imagine if I would have said to you in the past, week one, everyone's excited, we're going to do 4.5 hours basically on the Nats, but that's the thing. That's what people care about, and I'm going over to the ballpark to see my guy Andrew Stevenson hit leadoff. Yeah.
Luis Garcia hitting 5. Let's go.
I'm fired up for that. You sleep. I want to watch No, I'm serious. I want to watch Luis Garcia and Carter Kieboom tonight. Let the kids play. G&B on the Fan. Nats baseball next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.